The recent news of an attempted assassination on former President Donald Trump has sent shockwaves through the nation, highlighting the volatile and polarized state of American politics. Now, this alarming incident has raised urgent questions about the safety and security of political figures, the impact of political rhetoric, and the measures needed to prevent such threats in the future. And as the country grapples with the implications of this event, it's crucial to hear from our elected representatives on how they plan to address these pressing issues. And joining us on the JR Morning Live line is Congressman Tim Walberg, who represents Michigan's 5th District. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Lloyd. Good to be with you.
And so what was your initial reaction when you heard about the attempted assassination of the former president?
Absolute shock and, of course, great concern. And once we heard of the sad death of a true hero, Corey Comptor, shielding his wife and daughter, it even became more tragic. To think that this happened, we don't know the exact reason why the young man, 20 years of age, decided that was what he was going to do, ultimately ending his own life as a result of that. But it certainly describes a problem that's going on in our country right now, and the attacks that continue, political attacks, and some of the verbiage that's out there. I hope you can confirm that has not been my modus operandi, but rather trying to ratchet down the rhetoric and stick to the politics issue of policy and the responsibility of citizens to bring about a more perfect union as we work together toward that solution. But I'm hoping that this will cause a bit of a reset and we won't hear things about the putting bullseye on candidates and other like that.
So what can we do moving from talk about us being unified to action?
Well, it comes individually. It starts with the citizen and moves on to the representatives of the citizens at any level of government and their responsibility. And I think that's what has to happen. And it only happens individually. Like I said, I hope that my example has been one of firm passion for the policies that I support and have espoused and have told my constituents that I'd represent them with, and I hope it carries on to others as well. I know that has been the message coming from the Trump team and President Trump himself to ratchet down the rhetoric.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the fact of how former President Trump has carried himself subsequent to his shooting, and the fact that he recognizes that God alone spared his life at this moment in time. And I think that ought to give perspective to the rest of us that God has placed us all on this planet for a purpose, and it's much higher than some of these evil things that we've seen. And I think it also identifies the fact that there is evil out there, and we who go a different direction, especially those of us who have faith in a God and Savior, have to demonstrate something different and encourage others to do the same. But at this point in time, this is a challenging point in history, with a president who is fighting for his political life to gain a second term, and a former president who is fighting strongly to take that power back. All of us as supporters need to understand there's a purpose for us as well to fight in the political sense, fight strongly, but do it fairly and do it within the concept of decency and order.
And I think you have been a good example of that, Congressman Walberg. My question is, and it's the same one that I asked Debbie Dingell, your colleague and friend, what happens when your colleagues don't? I mean, do we need a more formal approach within the congressional leadership to rebuke, condemn those that decide to,
cross the line?
Cross the line, and do you call Donald Trump a fascist, and to call to talk about the Biden criminal enterprise, things like that dehumanize the individual? Where do we draw the line, and how do we enforce it?
Well, it's tough to enforce because there is a First Amendment, and there's also the fact that each individual, in the sense of Congress, each individual has been elected by a district that for one reason or other has approved of them being in the office, sometimes very large percentage and other times very close. But nonetheless, they have been given that opportunity.
I know that it starts with us, but it also starts with kind of enforcing it within the boundaries of our own caucus and our own party, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think I can point to Speaker Johnson, for instance, who has been very clear and has taken some slings and arrows from even some in our conference of saying, "No, wait a second, that's not how we should be approaching this. We ought to be doing an investigation based upon what we've seen here." And Speaker Johnson very clearly supports that. But the language,
the finger pointing, he's resisted that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that's an example that's been set. And I think within the confines of our conference, there are oftentimes, as I've sat in plenty of conference meetings on the opening date or the day after our opening night coming back to session, there has been that open talk and encouragement to keep the fight on, as it were, politically, but make sure that we do it with the propriety that ought to demonstrate to the American public how they ought to respond as well. But that comes within each conference. I think yesterday, as I sat on a conference call with the speaker and a number of my colleagues, that was a clear statement that was given there, that let's move forward aggressively. But I think the other side, you know, and I think the national media have to push back a bit. You know, when President Biden just a few days ago used a bullseye illustration or recommendation. I don't think he was talking about an actual gun bullseye, but that
was
that
a figure
rhetoric,
of speech that, in retrospect, was irresponsible.
And I think that has to be. And you can talk about the Republican side, and too often I think there is an unequal comparison there coming from the national media. But I hope this changes a bit. Politics is politics. Sometimes it is a death sport, as it's been described. Wow. And I hope that there are more of us who will gain the day where we can speak firmly and strongly about our positions and the reason why the other side in the political battle is not the side that should win for numerous reasons. But, something like this
ought to wake
us up.
An opponent, not an enemy, right?
Yeah. Opposition, and we joke about the fact that Democrats are opposition, the Senate is our enemy, and that's kind of a normal thing that
right.
we state, yeah. But here it's gone beyond it, and yeah. I know it was a shock. My wife and I were out with four other couples who were all celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary, and right at the end of this, I got a message, and my wife got a message that this had taken place, and everything changed at that moment because we saw something that was so tragic, and see our president go down, but ultimately to come up. And you know, I think I think that's something also, that how he came up and demonstrated leadership by raising his hand and saying "fight, fight" to people who were crying and screaming. He wanted them to know he was alive, moving forward. So let's do the same thing beginning today in this country.
Thank you, Congressman. Tim Walberg, U.S. Congressman with Michigan's 5th District. Thank you so much for your time this morning here on JR Morning.